Good morning and welcome to episode 18 of our live monthly Q&A with Sinton's family team. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sinton's. Joined again today by my colleague Iffy Archibong, who is a solicitor in the family team here at Sinton's. And usual format, as with the rest of the sessions, we're going to answer three questions. Well, Iffy's going to answer three questions that you've sent through to us over the course of the last month. So thank you once again for sending those through. So without any further ado, I'm going to pass you over to Iffy. Iffy, good morning and over to you.
Thank you, David. I have three questions and I will deal with each one of them in turn. The first question is, can I act as a litigation friend for my ex-partner who lacks capacity and is the father of my child in relation to a divorce? So the answer is yes, it is possible to act as a litigation friend, but there are a few things that you need to consider. So firstly, you need to think about the process for gaining admission to be a litigation friend. So there are two ways to do this. You can apply to be a litigation friend by either providing a copy of the court order that appoints you as a deputy, if that order gives you permission to act as a litigation friend, or you can file what's called a certificate of suitability if you are not the deputy. So the court order or the certificate of suitability will need to be sent to the court before you can act for your ex-partner. Another way to be appointed as a litigation friend is through the court. So anyone involved in a case can ask the court to get a litigation friend appointed at any time during the case and will need to complete the relevant forms to do that. Another thing that I think you need to consider is whether there is a conflict of interest. When you act as a litigation friend for what is termed a protected party, so that's who your ex-partner would be classed as, it's important to make sure that you are as impartial as possible and that there aren't any conflicting interests between yours and theirs. You have to act in their best interest. One of the things you may want to consider is this link between your ex-partner and the child that you share, and whether that may pose a potential conflict within these proceedings. This is a really complex area which straddles the lanes between court of protection and family. So Sinton's do work within both of those areas, and oftentimes the family team does work quite closely with the court of protection team. So if you're not sure, it's worth getting in contact and we can discuss this further. Okay, so the next question is, my partner will not write my name on the birth certificate of my son. What can I do? Right, I'm really sorry about this. This does happen, which is unfortunate. But really, being included on the birth certificate of a child is really crucial in terms of having what is termed parental responsibility in relation to your son. So parental responsibility refers to the legal rights and responsibilities surrounding a child and a parent relationship. So basically, this allows you to make key decisions about your son, such as their medical treatment and where they might go to school. Mothers always have parental responsibility, but fathers will only have this if they're married to the mother or have been included on the child's birth certificate. So in terms of resolving this issue, you can try to reach an agreement with your ex-partner, either directly or you can try to agree via mediation. So mediation is where a third party would discuss matters with the both of you and try to reach an agreement. So they are a professional, so they would need to be a third party professional mediator. If this fails and you can't reach an agreement, it is possible to issue proceedings at court for a parental responsibility order. So again, these can be quite complex issues, so feel free to contact us to discuss this further if you need to. The final question is, my ex-partner and I have fallen out and he has removed our son from school and is refusing to give him back to me. This is really concerning and I'm so sorry that this has happened. My strong recommendation is that you get legal advice urgently because you will need to take steps to get your son back. There are a number of options that are available to you, but again, you need to act quite quickly. It might be that you want to think about instructing a solicitor to write to them initially, requesting that your son is urgently returned. But depending on whether there are any concerns involved, you might also want to think about urgently applying to court for an order called a specific issue order, which can be granted by the family courts. So a specific issue order essentially provides direction on a particular issue. So in your case, you would be asking the court to make an order for the urgent return of your child back into your care. Please note that you can apply for this order without notice to your ex-partner, but you will need to provide reasons as to why. You can also apply for another order, I think, given your circumstances, which is called a prohibited steps order, essentially preventing your son's removal from your care in future. It's important to note that whether or not you are granted these orders will depend on whether you have merit to be granted it and your specific circumstances. If you are unsure, then please feel free to contact. Thank you.
Thanks, Ivy. Enjoyed listening to that one as ever. Very quickly for me, as I say at the end of each of these sessions, the firm continues to work hard to produce, release and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes, all 18 episodes of this live monthly Q&A session with the Sintons family team. If you'd like to get in touch with Ify or a member of the team and discuss anything she's raised today in this session or indeed any of the sessions, please don't hesitate to do that. She can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email ify.archibong@sintons.co.uk. If you haven't heard enough from us at that point, you can also follow the team on our social media, Twitter at SintonsPC, Twitter at SintonsFamily, and also on our new Instagram page, also at Sintons family. All that's left me to say is, as I said at the outset, thank you once again for continuing to send in your questions, and obviously we're doing our best to get through them and answer as many of them as we can, so thank you once again for that. Also thank you for the amount of people that are continuing to tune in live to these sessions, but then also to listen and watch them afterwards. Thank you very much for that. We don't take that for granted. We will be back on the third working Friday of October, live 10 a.m. on Teams, just as usual, and again we'll be answering three more questions that you've put to us. So from Ify and I, thank you for listening, thank you for tuning in, thank you for engaging. Stay safe everyone, and we'll speak to you in October. Thank you.